Joining me now, who I've known for quite some time, Sister Sue Fazzini is a native of Donora. Sister, I didn't forget that, you know.
Good job, Michael. No, that's
but
correct.
I did
shout
screw
out to
up.
Donora.
I screwed up the prison thing. I know you worked for years in the prison. I don't know why I said Fayette, but it's SCI Green, right?
That's correct, Michael.
Okay.
SCI Green for 17 years.
17 years, and you retired from that. And I remember we did a documentary.
Yes.
And we won an Emmy for it. And it was called Change of Habit, and it was about the aging sisters. The aging nuns and the church and the average age now is, I don't know, probably late 60s. I don't know. And we don't, you know, they're not in the schools anymore, and they were so prevalent. And, but they do so many different things. And Sister, I want to say, God, that was maybe 10, 12 years ago, I think, but I just want to bring this up. But I, you know, the television cameras aren't allowed to be walking around.
No, you got a special dispensation
Wait a minute. So, what was the warden's name again?
Lou Foligno.
Lou Foligno. Okay, so I'm like,
Yes, he was the superintendent.
So I said, the producers and everything, I said, well, I mean, I'll just call, but, you know, maybe we can get what we call a walking shot of Sister Sue walking outside the barbed wire. Because a television camera and a maximum security prison, SCI Green, which had how many inmates on average? I mean, like a ton.
About 1,500
and high security everywhere. So I call in the warden, Lou Foligno, and he said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, because I was just used to, you know, getting yelled at from you know, the TV cameras, can't go places. And he said, wait, what? You want to do an interview with Sister Sue? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, why are you going to walk outside? You can come in here and go anywhere you want to go if it's her.
Oh, that was great.
Anywhere you want to go if it's her. Tell us, since I brought that up, your job in there was addiction.
Right.
Yeah.
So I started out as a drug and alcohol treatment specialist and then worked my way up to be the supervisor of the department. And so we provided drug and alcohol treatment to any of the men in the prison that, you know, if their cases surrounded addiction or if they had an addiction, we provided treatment for them.
So as you worked there, you and Sister Audrey, who also was a Benedictine,
yes.
You guys worked at a property near that prison, and you've done service work your whole life. And tell
correct.
Us, just give us a sense of what that was.
Well, in Greene County, we did a lot of outreach because there were many needs there. And Audrey and I lived and worked in Greene County. We worked with Habitat for Humanity and the food bank. We started a program called Heart and Soul, which provided a brand new pair of shoes for school children to start the school year off. We always said on the right foot. We provided foster care for over 160 children. And we just did a lot of work in the community. Anything that was needed, we tried to jump in and help. And I'll have to tell you two things. First of all, it was my parents who instilled within me the need and the desire to help others, because even though there were 10 kids in our family, my mom and dad both went out and helped others. And then my Benedictine community, you know, a couple of the older sisters said, I can't do what you do, but I will pray for you. And I've always appreciated that.
Wow. You know, I forgot the fact that you had 10, there were 10 kids in your family.
Yeah.
Which you know what, Sister? You know what, Sister? And you grew up in Donora, but you know that number was not rare in those days.
No, it wasn't unusual.
We had
at that time.
We all came from big families, and you know in Greene County, there was quite a bit of there were impoverished people there that you worked with.
Yeah, there were a lot of different needs. It was a very rural area.
Right.
We went there in 1989. We came back to Pittsburgh 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you
yeah,
came
so we
you came back to Pittsburgh, though, mainly in retirement, right?
Well, there were a number of things. The house we were living in needed more repairs than the house was worth, and so we made the decision to move back.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, then when we came back, both Audrey and I sat down and started looking for different places to volunteer.
I knew it. That's why I was going to bring this up, because I saw you, and I thought to myself, you know, it's Good Friday. Instead of going on about all the stuff that this can be so divisive, mm-hmm. let's come together. And I saw you, what was that, a week and a half ago? I'm on the CYA board over in Lawrenceville.
Right.
And they do food. They do Meals on Wheels. And I'm like, and you're like, fine, Bartley, don't say hello to me. And I'm like, what are you doing here? I've never seen you there before. And there you were picking up the meals for Meals on Wheels.
Well, actually, we deliver meals for a program through Allegheny County called Hello Baby.
Oh, yeah?
And it provides meals for women that recently had a baby.
Oh, right. Okay.
And, yeah, and it's to help, you know, not only with nutrition, but it's also to help give them a break. You know, when you bring a newborn into the house and nothing stops, you know, you still have to clean the house. A number of the women we deliver to are going furthering their studies to try and get a better job. And, you know, life gets hectic when you've had a child and if you don't have a lot of support. And so delivering meals is one of the supportive services through this Hello Baby program.
Yeah, of course. Sister, I have to take a break. Don't go anywhere. Okay. I have a gazillion questions. As I said earlier, chill out. maybe a nun never heard that. You know, that's what the young people say. I'm only kidding. But I have many more questions for you as we talk about service work being good, being better on this Good Friday. 866-391-1020. I'll be back with Sister Sue Fazzini of Benedictum.